All right, I made it. Good day. It's 2:11 p.m. on 1/11, January 11th, 2012. Today has been one of those days. I had my coat on. I was ready to go at 7 o'clock. I was headed out the door. Elder daughter said, "Oh, I need a ride because my regular ride isn't going for an hour and I have a class in 40 minutes. So we loaded her in the car and got her off, and when I got back, I had about 20 minutes before the next daughter needed a ride, so I didn't get out then. And I've spent every other moment dealing with a hardware failure. My main machine, which is unfortunately a Windows box, which has the heavy graphics card on it, and which I used primarily to play with, was down. It took an upgrade overnight. It came up bad, and I couldn't figure it out. I kept getting blue screens of death. I kept getting hangs. The blower fans were all going full bore. And ultimately what it was, I believe, was a burned out graphics card, or one that was very nearly burned out. I think the fan or the cooling system on the card itself was what was bad, not the graphics. Because I'd turn the machine off and it would be fine. Now I let it sit for 15 minutes or so while I poke around in the guts, and I open it up and start again. It'll be fine for a while, and then it start to get hot again and shut down. I was afraid it was the motherboard, but the error kept coming up with graphics drivers errors. So I thought it was a graphics driver, so I uninstalled graphics, put new graphics drivers, did a whole bit, solved a couple of other problems that I've had with the machine since the beginning. Nothing seemed to work. Finally, I came across a note that on my particular model of computer, on that particular card, they have a tendency to get overheated and melt a component inside. I wasn't sure that that was the case, so I shut the machine down, went to pull the card out and burned my finger on it. I figured that was a sign. The card itself was actually working when I shut it down, but that kind of temperature on a graphics card is never a good sign. It's one thing to burn your hand on a CPU, but not on the graphics card. Not on the plastic part. Touch the metal, you might get the burn, but not on the plastic part. So it was in tough shape. Two trips to Best Buy, one for canned air to blow out the dust and dirt and grime before I realized that it was really the board, and one for the board. And seems like I'm back in business again. I did a couple of quick tests. I'm not quite as happy with this board, but it may just be a question of getting used to it. It's allegedly DirectX 11 compatible, but it seems kind of choppy. So I'll crank it back a bit, see what happens. Then I had a noon phone call with some people about my old job. And they wanted to talk about West Braille and what they might be able to do with it. I was trying to find a new home for it, somebody who will take it and perhaps build on it. So completely open source project to help people who need to learn Braille. It has implemented the National Library Service Braille manual, the old version of the manual. The new version has since come out, and there's talk about upgrading the curriculum to the new one. So we'll see. We'll see if anything comes of it. I'm supposed to do my taxes today, too, but I've been so tied up with this silly hardware problem that I haven't done that. I also need to work on the course which starts on Monday. I expect I'll start having people ask what I'm supposed to do, like, tomorrow. So we'll have to see how I get done with that. I'm going to have just about enough time to get home from the walk before I have to go pick up kids from school. And then I've got just about enough time after that to get dinner going, to get dinner done, because I've been cooking lentils and a ham bone all day. But I got to kind of slice up some carrots and a little celery and throw in some tomatoes and dress up that soup a bit. I've got a ham bone stewing in it. Should be quite yummy. So, but that's going to have to happen when I get back. And then she has to be at Northridge High School at 6:30, which gives me about an hour to feed her. It's not really that close in terms of time. It's just what it's leaving is little scribs and scraps here and there. Something of a problem. We'll see. But if we get this machine fixed up so it's running again, then I can get back in the studio to record some more and get some editing done on that. I also need to get Ravenwood out. Not Ravenwood, it's a serious call. Well, Ravenwood too, I've got to get the contract ready to go to Audible for that. I haven't even downloaded that because that machine was the one that's been down. Too much to do. When I started out thinking this afternoon is going to be warm and sunny, I came out and the wind about froze my noogies off. I had to go back for my hood, and then I checked the temperature and realized it was 26, 28 degrees out here, and the wind's blowing 20, 25 miles an hour. It's darn cold. It's quite raw. I'm down in the neighborhoods where the wind doesn't have a full run at me right here, although I suspect that when I go around the corner and start heading north again, it's going to be blowing right in my hood. We'll see how that works out. Oh, what else? It's been that kind of day. What can I tell you? I was listening to the FIR, the first show that's for immediate release, the Hobson and Holtz report, and they were podcasting it on January 2nd, the first one of the new year, and the 7th anniversary, sort of. They did their first one on January 3rd, 7 years ago. Which got me started to thinking about tomorrow is 5 years since I sat down to write Quarter Share. Now, I know the exact date because it's in the wiki. When I wrote the first chapter, I put it up on a wiki. And the modification date, the establishment date of that file was January 12th, 2007. So 5 years ago today, tomorrow. It's been 5 years. 5 years, 8 books. 3 in text, 8 in audio. Not counting the book I did for Audible.com and the short stories I've done for T and Pip and Matthew Wayne Selznick. Mer Lafferty, did one with Sigler, which reminds me, I'm supposed to do another one. I need to finish the triptych, the 3-part short story that I started a couple years, 3 or 4 years ago, quite a while ago now. I got the first 2 done. I need to do the 3rd one. then that will be taken care of. I could publish that. That could be fun. Oh, what else? Oh, gosh. I keep thinking, what can I put out the quickest? And the graphics card that I put in it is a higher number, but it doesn't seem to work as smoothly. I think I mentioned that. Part of it is probably just a question of getting it burned in a little bit, filling up the caches, and getting the correct level of DirectX linked in, etc., etc. Have I mentioned I really do hate Windows? It's tedious that so much stuff only runs on Windows. And all the machines in my house are Windows, except for the few that I use myself. And even that, I have one Windows box, just because so much stuff only runs on Windows. Somebody asked a question about the maps, and how did I do the maps with just GIMP? And the answer was relatively easily. I did use masking layers a lot, and did a lot of select, delete, and feather. Select, feather, and delete, I suppose, would be the more accurate way to put that. Yeah. Gosh, it's cold. I can feel my lungs filling up. Probably sounds it too. But I should make it home in time. Perhaps get this posted before I have to go pick up Kid. That would be good. I've stopped running over there right at 3 o'clock because she's never out at 3 o'clock. School lets out at 3. 2:55. She's supposed to be out by 3. The reality is, I don't remember the last time she was out before 3:10. And it's much more likely that it's 3:15 or 3:20 before she comes wandering out. So for me to go sit there for half an hour is pointless. I'm slow, but I am trainable, and I think I'm being trained not to show up quite so early. That's pretty good, because it means most of the traffic has dissipated by the time I get there. Bark, bark, dog. Different dog today. All right, here's the turn. I can feel the wind already picking up. Wow. It's down a lot from what it was this morning. I was not looking forward to coming out here at 7 o'clock. It was about 15 degrees and 20 mile an hour winds. It's still 20 mile an hour winds. 25 degrees, 28 degrees. It's still cold. I'm wearing two hoods. I've got an outer hood on my jacket that's thermal lined. I think it's Tyvek lined. And then a fleece hood that cups my head. Keeps some of the wind, anyway, out of the microphone. Whew. Cruising this afternoon. Trying to get back. So much to do, so little time. What I really need is to take the walk. It's one of those things where once you skip a day, it's easier to skip the next day. And then the next day. And as we've seen, I'm really capable of letting this fall. And I really can't afford to do that. I really need to keep this walking going. I need to do some more of it on the treadmill while I'm writing. Now that I mention it, I'll have to see what I can do about that. I got the new monitor, but I haven't put the thing on the wall for it yet. What have I got to do tonight? I wonder how long this rehearsal is. Like, will I have time to come home before I have to leave again? I don't know. All I know is it starts at 6:30. She has to be there by then, which means we have to leave here about 6:20, 6:15. Probably 6:10 would be safer. Oh, wow. Pant, pant, pant. But I made it. We had the walk. I think I solved my hardware problems. I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.